and get a performance like this tonight, what do you think it means to the team?
I mean, you could sense it in the locker room. Great energy after the game, and very happy about also the nature, how it came through. Like, it wasn't one of those games where we're shooting lights out and the opposition is somehow, or we are lucky and they're not. This was the best type of win, which is one where you win without making shots. And it came through very active defense and everybody sharing the ball, and everybody contributed to it.
So Michael, the mic.
This is the second time in a row you've played Jokic, and you can tell it's a little bit different with the way that your lineup is constructed for him. What do you think in particular that you guys did, you know, to force him into so many turnovers and, you know, make it difficult for a player of his stature?
All the credit goes to the guys. I thought we've had a couple of good game plans going into both of the games. That's why I think he's had those big turnover numbers in the games. We've been able to wear him down with full court pressure, with a little bit smaller units, but still really active. And it's not been just the guy on the ball. It's been also the other guy shrinking the floor, being very active. And he's an amazing offensive player. So there's not one thing you can do. But the worst thing is if he knows exactly what's coming up. So I like the way our guys kept him guessing today, and just really hard work.
Mike and then
Parker. Yeah, Coach, I was going to ask you about defense, but you covered that pretty well there. Ty Jerome, can you talk about the imprint that he's had on this game and on this team with his shot making, but also his creativity?
Yeah, he was just clinical right from the get-go, hitting those shots. And after that, they started playing him more aggressive off the ball screens, and he did a great job manipulating their coverage and their protection and just finding open guys. And we created tremendous shot quality also in the first half. We had a lot of open looks out of the pick and roll, and then in the second half, because of this, we were able to get the roller open a couple of times, because now it creates indecision with that low man, if he should be in place or not. And if you don't play aggressive against Ty, he's going to walk his way into the paint and has a tremendous finishing package there, but is also able to spray out. So he just had everything on a string tonight, and really magnificent offensive performance. Okay.
Tomas, what can you say specifically about Taylor Hendricks getting 9 stocks and also Omax and the job he did?
Yeah, I mean, both of those guys are game after game playing against opposition fives and just their energy level. And we try to cycle through pretty fast so they can, like, guys can come in and give their best effort, and then the next guy can come in and step in. And Taylor's been really great. It's one of the things that's really hasn't surprised us, but just the ability he has with his wingspan, and he's really disruptive, and he's able to pressure even smaller guards, but especially big guys, while still holding his own physically and being able to rebound for his position. And I just mentioned too, during the game, I think it was to J. March, that Omax has really developed. Like, it's cool to see, because he's about all the right things. He works extremely hard, and you love to see a guy like that really blossom. And he's developed as a shooter, but also he's now learning a completely new position, guarding completely different type of guys, and just gives his all in every game.
Anything else? Sure.
I want to go back to Taylor real quick. If you look at on off when he was in Utah versus now, and especially what he's done defensively and steal percentage, like, all of it is way better since he got here. So I'm curious, was there any trick to that? Was there anything that you think just needed to be emphasized to where this is now translated for him defensively? And is there something to be said maybe about a player getting a fresh start and you know, getting this type of opportunity?
I think it's really the fresh start. And if you look at, like, Taylor's short professional career to this point, it's been like he's had some injuries. He obviously had the big injury last season, and it's not always easy to bounce back from that. And what I see, and what I, you know, in discussions with him, you notice that he really has a joy right now to play. He feels very grateful for the opportunity. He enjoys it. He says, you know, every day I learn something new and get to play through mistakes, which hasn't really been the case. And that's something that I think fits him really well, and he's kind of found a really good pocket in our roster where he complements a lot of other guys. He's able to play at the big position, rebound there, but also at the four, and he's been knocking down shots, and even today, like, 1 for 10 threes, and still he impacts the game in a very positive way. So it's not like he's just needs to make shots to impact the game. Those players are very valuable.
All good. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.